WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school baseball action around the area last night, a Western Iowa Conference play, it was Audubon beating Underwood 15-0. Griswold over AHST 5-4. Missouri Valley got by Trainer 6-5. And Tri-Center a 10-3 winner over Riverside. Also, St. Albert beat Red Oak 10-0. Iowa City West over Lewis Central 10-1. West Des Moines Valley topped Lewis Central 12-2. And Bishop Heelan Catholic of Sioux City 7-5 winners over Harlan last night. In the Rolling Hills, a bunch of non-conference games. Exira EHK falling to Coon Rapids Bayard 15-2. Stanton beat Orient Maxburg 9-5, while Des Moines Christian topped Iowa Christian Academy 10-0. Also around the area, Boone beat Carroll 5-2. Corning over Clark 7-4. Logan Magnolia 10-0 over Westwood last night. In girls softball in the Western Iowa Conference, it was Griswold over AHST 10-9. Trainer beating Missouri Valley 7-5. Underwood over Audubon 4-2. Also Red Oak topping Corning 4-3. Glenwood beat Sioux City East 5-2. Grandview Park Baptist down to Dare Casey twice, 18-5 and 7-6. Coon Rapids Bayard shut out Glidden Ralston 10-0. Orient Maxburg beat Stanton 6-5 in the opener of a doubleheader. Stanton came back 14-0 to win the nightcap. Also around the area last night, IKM Manning over Woodbury Central 1-0. Otibolt Arthur BCIG over West Harrison 10-5. Westwood beat Logan Magnolia 12-1 and Woodward Granger over Guthrie Center 11-1 in girls softball. Well, the state girls soccer tournament gets underway today at the Muscatine Soccer Complex. The three-day event getting underway today with the championship set for Saturday. In first-round play today in Class 1A, they'll get underway at noon. Nevada will face off against Gilbert. That'll be followed at 12:15 by center point Urbana and Davenport Assumption. Starting at 12:30, Iowa City Regina plays Bishop Heelan Catholic. And starting at 12:45 today, St. Albert will battle Waterloo Columbus Catholic. Class 2A first-round action underway at 2:30 this afternoon as Pella takes on Sioux City East. At 2:45, ADM Van Meter will kick off against Cedar Rapids Xavier. Glenwood hits the field at 3 o'clock this afternoon, facing off against Union. And at 3:15, Dallas Center Grimes will begin their match with North Scott. Class 3A is later on then this evening as Cedar Rapids Kennedy plays Iowa City West at 5 o'clock. Starting at 5:15, Johnston plays Bettendorf. Also at 5:30, Waukee will play Dowling Catholic. And at 5:45, it's Linmar versus Ankeny. The winner is moving on to the semifinals, which are scheduled for tomorrow in Muscatine. And as previously mentioned, the championship matches will be held on Saturday. Well, Jackie Traina threw a five-hitter and delivered a key RBI single as Alabama became the first Southeastern Conference team to win an NCAA softball championship, beating Oklahoma 5-4 in the final game of a best-of-three series that ended early this morning. Traina gave up three home runs, two to Lauren Chamberlain, including one in the seventh inning, but fanned her Oklahoma counterpart, Kehlani Ricketts, to end the game. Alabama took advantage of Ricketts' wildness to score four runs in the fourth inning. The Crimson Tide overcame an early 3-0 deficit in a game delayed almost 3 hours at the start due to a steady rain on Wednesday night. Oklahoma had won 12 straight games, including the opening game of that best-of-three championship series, before losing two straight to Alabama as the Crimson Tide win the title. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Alan Craig and Daniel Descalzo homered to back Adam Wainwright in St. Louis' 4-3 victory over the Houston Astros. Descalzo's drive came in a three-run first inning. Craig connected in the third to make it 4-1. Craig also had an RBI single in the first inning. Wainwright needed yielded seven hits, with three runs in eight strikeouts over 5 2/3 innings as he improves to 5-0 in six starts at Minute Maid Park. Astros starter Bud Norris allowed seven hits and four runs with a season-high 12 strikeouts and no walks in six innings. He became the first Astros pitcher to strike out at least 12 without a walk since Shane Reynolds did it in 1999, but he still took the loss in the contest. Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco beat San Diego 6-5, Dodgers over the Phillies 6-5, Washington down the New York Mets 5-3, Atlanta over Miami 2-1, Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 5-4, Milwaukee 8-0 over Chicago, Arizona beat Colorado 6-1. In the American League, Nick Blackburn shook off a slow start and pitched five effective innings, helping the Twins pick up another win, 4-2 over the Royals. Justin Morneau hit a go-ahead two-run single with two out in the fifth as Minnesota won for the fourth time in five games. games. Morneau, Ben Revere, and Ryan Domet each had two hits. Blackburn, who was making his first start since coming off the disabled list following a left quad strain, allowed two runs and five hits. Matt Capps tossed a perfect ninth inning for his 14th save in 15 opportunities. Uneski Betancourt hit a two-run homer in the first for Kansas City's only runs in the ball game. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Cleveland beat Detroit 9-6, Yankees over the Rays 4-1, Baltimore beat Boston 2-1, Toronto shut out Chicago 4-0, Oakland blanked Texas 2-0, and Seattle outscored the LA Angels 8-6. Roy Halladay is continuing his recovery from a shoulder injury as planned after a second opinion confirmed the original diagnosis for the Philadelphia Phillies ace right-hander. The two-time Cy Young Award winner is still expected to miss between 6 to 8 weeks because of a strained muscle on the right side of his back. Halladay will be shut down for 3 weeks before he begins a throwing program. He went on the disabled list on May 29th. Also around the majors, Boston right-hander Dice K. Matsuzaka is expected to start Saturday against Washington, one day short of a year after he had elbow reconstructive surgery. He made 8 rehab starts and will replace right-hander Daniel Bard, who was sent down to AAA Pawtucket on Tuesday. Yankees closer Mariano Rivera says the blood clot in his right calf has cleared up, and he'll have surgery on his injured knee June 12th. The 42-year-old Rivera was hurt shagging fly balls on May 3rd. Surgery was delayed because doctors discovered that clot. Mets outfielder Jason Bay has been activated from the 15-day disabled list after missing 6 weeks due to a fractured rib. The Mets also reinstated right-handed pitcher Pedro Beto from the disabled list, and they designated outfielder Josh Satin for assignment. Jamie Moyer has signed a minor league contract with the Baltimore Orioles and is slated to pitch for AAA Norfolk Saturday against Buffalo. The 49-year-old Moyer was released by Colorado late last month, a few weeks after becoming the oldest starting pitcher to win a Major League Baseball game. A former Wisconsin basketball player, Jared Utoff, says he's transferring to Iowa, even though the Badgers coach Bo Ryan restricted the Hawkeyes from contacting him. Utoff tells the Associated Press that he'll have to pay his own way next year at Iowa and will also have to sit out the 2012-13 season, according to NCAA transfer rules. Ryan's decision to place what many believe were heavy restrictions on Utoff's list of transfer options drew national criticism. Utoff, who is from nearby Cedar Rapids, says he didn't want money to be a factor in his decision. He wasn't able to speak directly with Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey, but he says Iowa's system will best utilize his skills. Utoff is a 6'8" forward who redshirted in the 2011-12 season. NBA scouts say that Royce White has enough talent to be selected among this year's top draft picks. They're just not sure how his anxiety disorder and his fear of flying will affect him in the pros. White was in Indianapolis this week for the second draft workout stop on his tour, and as usual, the 6'8", 270-pound forward was peppered with questions about the disorder that he was diagnosed with in high school. Coaches and general managers around the league are trying to get the same answers. And nobody doubts the Iowa State star's talent. He was the only Division I player to lead his team in scoring, rebounding, assists, steals, and blocked shots last season. But now the Iowa State star has to prove himself all over again during that interview process. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in the NBA Finals after they pulled off a comeback within a comeback. The Thunder dropped the first two games of the Western Conference Finals and trailed Game 6 by 18 in the first half Wednesday night before they came back to earn a 107-99 win over the San Antonio Spurs. Kevin Durant scored 20 of his 34 points in the second half and played an entire game for the first time all season. Russell Westbrook finished with 25 points and helped Oklahoma City open the second half on a 31-14 spurt after the Spurs carried a 63-48 advantage into the intermission. Derek Fisher and James Harden hit three-pointers in a three-possession span to increase the Thunder's lead to 99-93 with 3:13 remaining before San Antonio eventually pulled within 103-102 in the final minute. Tony Parker finished with 29 points and 12 assists, most of it coming in the first half. Tim Duncan chipped in with 25 points and 14 rebounds, while Steven Jackson scored 23 points for the Spurs. It's the first trip to the finals for the Thunder since the franchise moved from Seattle. Oklahoma City will host Game 1 Tuesday night in the NBA Finals against either Boston or Miami. While the National Hockey League season is going to last at least three more days, the New Jersey Devils were able to prolong the schedule by avoiding a four-game sweep by the Los Angeles Kings in the Stanley Cup Finals. Adam Henrique scored the tie-breaking goal with 5:29 remaining as the Devils downed the Kings 3-1 in Los Angeles. New Jersey grabbed its first lead of the series when Patrick Elias beat Jonathan Quick with 12:04 left. Exactly 1 minute later, the Kings knotted the score on Drew Doughty's goal. Doughty scored just 4 seconds after David Clarkson was called for boarding. Ilya Kovalchuk added an empty netter, giving New Jersey more goals in the game for victory than they'd scored in the first three games combined. Los Angeles was trying to become the first team to sweep the finals since the 1998 Detroit Red Wings against Washington. The Kings have never won the Cup in their 45-year history. Martin Brodeur turned back 22 shots for the Devils as they'll host Game 5 on Saturday. I'll Have Another is the 4-5 early favorite to win the Belmont Stakes and become horse racing's 12th Triple Crown champion. The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner will break from the number 11 post under Mario Gutierrez on Saturday at Belmont Park. Oddsmakers put Dullahan as the second choice at 5-1. The colt finished third in the Kentucky Derby and then sat out the Preakness. Union Rags was made the third betting choice at 6-1. 11 horses are entered to take on I'll Have Another in his bid to win the Triple Crown for the first time since a firm did it, sweeping the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont back in 1978. The prospect of a Triple Crown winner is raising expectations that the afterglow would reinvigorate a troubled sport. Some say there are already some positive signs. Last month, Governor Andrew Cuomo replaced the management at the New York Racing Association, and the Jockey Club has issued a set of recommendations aimed at attracting a younger audience. The recommendations include online video games and blogging by some of the sport's best-known personalities. There's even talk of developing some sort of reality TV show about horse racing. Officials say just the prospect of I'll Have Another becoming the first horse to win the Belmont after victories in the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness are already bringing more attention to a sport that needs it. In football news, Coach Tom Coughlin has signed a two-year contract extension through the 2014 season with the New York Giants. The 65-year-old Coughlin became the oldest coach to win a Super Bowl when he guided the Giants to a win over New England in February. It was the second Super Bowl win for the Giants under Coughlin since he took over as coach in 2004. His contract was in its final year. And lawyers for former NFL players plan to file a single lawsuit today, consolidating scores of complaints brought against the league in the past year, accusing the NFL of concealing information linking football-related head injuries to permanent neurological problems. Plaintiffs' lawyers say more than 80 pending lawsuits are consolidated in the master complaint being filed in Philadelphia. They involve thousands of retired football players. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.